Allstate Health.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about what you want. Let's talk to John in Kansas on the AMP line. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Just to clear up something you guys have been talking about, like last week involving the impeachment process.
Mm-hmm.
If the impeachment is offered by the House, right now it's in committee. How that works is it's initially introduced by a House representative, in this case Kucinich, which he also offered one on Dick Cheney as well.
Okay.
And then it goes through the committee process. Once it gets out of there, it then goes before the full House.
It's in the committee right now. The House sent it to the committee, didn't they?
Right.
Okay.
Everything, first it has to come, once it's introduced to the actual House, it has to go into a committee. Otherwise, they can't just vote it out.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And then it would then go to the Senate, and they would need a two-thirds majority.
So is there any, is this likely to go through? It doesn't seem like it to me.
There's a possibility. I wouldn't say it's likely, though.
Wouldn't put any money on it.
But even if the Senate passes the impeachment, then what? Then nothing happens, right? I mean, then they can...
If the Senate passes it by the two-thirds, it would actually be a trial in which the Supreme Court, Chief Supreme Court Justice Roberts would have to preside. He would then be thrown out of office because he would then be convicted of the crimes.
I thought that
doesn't sound very likely to me.
Yeah, I thought that there was a separate step. I thought that the impeachment process, once the impeachment was finished, then they had the option to go to some sort of trial. But it didn't. I never understood that if you impeach, then it has to go to trial.
Right. It would be the Senate that would actually handle the trial part.
So the Senate would have to pass the impeachment and then
The House passes the impeachment and then it goes to the Senate in the form of an actual trial.
The Senate is the jury of the president's peers.
But what's Chief Judge Roberts doing?
What is Roberts would essentially just act as the actual judge.
He'd preside over it.
Right.
And isn't he George Bush's buddy?
Yes, he was. He's a nominee. Now, it makes a lot of sense. If Cheney and George,
I want to pick my jury.
Do manage to your judge at least.
Yeah.
If Cheney and Bush do manage to get themselves impeached and have a trial in front of the Senate here, which sounds ludicrous, and I don't see any point in it. Who would be the president?
Pelosi, if they are both convicted.
Pelosi.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
that'll fix everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, all of it is really just symbolic. I mean, you're right, Mark, it's probably never going to actually happen to where the president ends up getting brought up on charges. Because didn't they impeach Clinton?
Yeah.
Yes.
They didn't kick him out of office. So even if they impeach Bush, it doesn't mean they're going to go through with the trial part. That's up to
the Senate.
Think
they're going
to
impeach every president that gets two terms from here on out. And pretty much every president, pretty much every president's had two terms since I've been alive.
Carter, what makes you say that?
What makes me say that?
Yeah. Well,
Carter and, Carter's really the only exception. Bush is essentially the third term of the Reagan presidency.
But what makes you think they're going to impeach all those guys?
Because that's how politics has gotten.
I see.
And they do generally break a lot of laws while they're in office, so there's no shortage of things you could actually impeach them on. Generally, the executive branch breaks a large number of laws, whether it's Democrats or Republicans.
John, I want to thank you for the input and the expertise on that, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We talked to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave. Dave in Athens, going once. Dave. Hello, I hear something.
Maybe not.
Hey, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. Okay. What's on your mind?
I have this question. I'm trying to get this job.
Okay.
I'm going through the government, and they asked me to bring my psychological reports, and it says, I read it, consumer client has denied that he's ever been in a padded cell or a padded room, meaning mental health center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why do they ask? Do they get extra money for that?
It'd be difficult to say. Maybe they just want to, know with whom they're dealing.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Why didn't they ask me, have I ever been held hostage by a man with a gun and a badge? Fine, I can answer yes.
Yeah, they don't want to know that information.
Huh?
Well, you know, you're dealing with the government, and
are you trying to get a government job?
No.
No.
No, he's just trying to, they offer help with people with disabilities, that kind of thing.
Mm. All right, Dave.
Okay, I'll give you a call with an update.
What? Just out of curiosity, Dave, Walmart offers jobs to people with disabilities, do they not?
Yes.
Have you talked to them?
I'm going to. I should, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, that way you won't have to deal with the government asking you a bunch of invasive questions and that kind of thing.
All right, I'll give you an update sometime.
They seem really nice there.
Thanks for the suggestion, Mark, and thank you, Dave. 800-259-9231. It always warms my heart when Walmart's got, you know, essentially a retard, you know, shaking hands and stuff at the front door.
You should say a mentally challenged individual.
Yeah.
I think they do get money for that, or tax breaks, by the way.
Do they?
Yeah, I believe they ask for employment. They ask if you're receiving Social Security benefits. I mean, that's...
It beats the hell out of them not having... You know, at the very, very least, a man should have a job. It gives them, you know, it gives them purpose in their life. And, you know, I understand why Walmart would take whatever subsidies they could get.
I don't think there's subsidies. I think it just reduces their tax liability.
Seems okay. Let's continue with Mark in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm calling because, Ian, I've heard you express some disappointment about what happened at Porkfest with the negotiation with the licensing fee, right?
Yeah, the organizers of the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, they did bow down to the state, actually it was the town of Guilford bureaucrats that came around and threatened, you know, they threatened them, they demanded money from them, and they did pay out, which I thought was unfortunate. I thought it was a mistake, considering there were hundreds of activists around who no doubt would have been more than happy to mobilize on any issue that came up, but instead they bowed down, they paid the extraction.
Activism with beer is a bad idea.
That was that. Your point, sir?
Well, I've been trying to study how civil disobedience is supposed to work, and from what I've understood so far, negotiation is okay, so long as you are coming from a clear position of, we don't accept your authority, but we're on a practical end, we're going to negotiate with you. That way, if they go back to them next year, or what my suggestion would be for if they chose that same site next year, don't ask for the permission that next year, but if they do come around again, you can say, hey, remember us? We were able to negotiate last year. Maybe we can negotiate again for a lower licensing fee. And it sort of sets a precedent that results in the withdrawal of authority instead of us bowing down to authority.
I don't know. If you're negotiating, you're just trying to get them to reduce their price. They still extract money from you, and they've given you nothing in return. So it's like begging the robber to
be non-negotiable.
It's like begging a robber to leave $100 in your wallet so you can get a cab home.
What's wrong with that?
If
you don't negotiate with the robber, then you just get a bullet in the head.
I understand. The people at Porkfest were not going to get bullets in their head, Mark. That's the difference.
What do you think would happen if they didn't get the
They'd back the hell down is what would happen.
That's you expect to happen.
The Guilford Police Department couldn't even have enough police to come in there and shut the fun tent down.
You don't know.
Well,
maybe the robber will be willing to shoot you. Maybe the robber won't be willing to shoot you. You just don't know.
If it becomes adversarial, that completely defeats the purpose of nonviolent disobedience. It's a delicate balance. You want to sort of balance between respecting them as individuals and not respecting their authority.
I agree with that. You have to respect the individual, because
the purpose of disobedience is to disobey, not to negotiate.
Well, once you start the name calling and the person gets emotionally entrenched, you've defeated yourself.
I wouldn't
call
them names. I'd just say, no, we're not going to pay you.
Yep.
Who are you anyway?
You know who the hell they are.
No, I don't.
You're
a stranger.
Silly. You know who they
are. You're a stranger to me. I don't know who you are.
The badge.
Demanding money from me.
You know what their position is.
Oh, I've got a badge too. Here you go.
Their position is that of, legalized robber. And you've heard of this legalized robber before.
All I'm saying is, if the people at Porkfest had just said, no, we didn't pay you last year, and we're not going to pay you this year, then we would have seen what would have happened next.
But that's not the Free State Project's purpose.
I know. I'm not in charge of the Free State Project, so all I can do is critique them. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff, and you'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom like I am? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, faucets, and more, all at wholesale prices, and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. internobs.com. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internknobs.com. It's friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, faucets, and more. internobs.com.
So we were talking earlier in the show tonight, I think in the first hour, about how certain industries have been hindered by the federal government and governments at state and local levels as well, but specifically the federal government. They're the most, I would say, meddlesome in many industries' cases. And, of course, we were talking about our very own radio industry, but that's certainly not where the meddling ends. In fact, this one's actually about California. The story's from Wired, Wired.com reporting. Is reading someone's genetic code the same thing as practicing medicine? That issue has always loomed over the nascent direct consumer genetic testing industry, which includes such well-known names as 23andMe, Navigenics, and DecodeMe.
Never heard of any of them.
Yeah, I wonder if they're being facetious there, because I've never heard of them either. It's become very real now, or I guess sarcastic, it's become very real now that California public health officials have ordered 13 online companies to immediately stop offering their services in that state. The companies offer genetic tests that look for DNA mutations associated with a higher risk of developing heart trouble, dementia, or other maladies. Some critics have said the science behind some of these tests is relatively new and may be incomplete. Others say the tests are dangerous because...
So you could be warned ahead of time falsely that you have a heart condition? Or could possibly have a heart condition?
I guess that's what they're going to get.
What's the worst thing that could happen here? Somebody decides not to climb a mountain?
Yeah, change their diet or something?
Yeah, they're eating more fruits and vegetables.
Others say the tests are dangerous because they can identify risk factors for some conditions that have no treatment, such as Alzheimer's disease.
And that's dangerous? They're working on treatments for Alzheimer's, and just because the treatments may not be entirely recognized by the AMA doesn't mean that there's not treatment.
Well, and even without treatments, shouldn't you be able to prepare yourself for the fact that as you get older, you're likely to have
dangerous?
Alzheimer's?
Yeah, that's dangerous?
The California Department of Public Health contends the services violate medical testing rules that require a physician's involvement and proof that tests produce a valid medical result. The real issue, however, may be as much about turf and how society will react to this new technology.
That's what it's about.
As patient safety. Companies offering the tests have made a point of sidestepping doctors, insisting that consumers have a right to know the information coded in their genes. They also have said that the results they deliver are informational and not diagnostic. Bypassing traditional medical outlets is an important issue for these companies, since much of the medical establishment hasn't yet embraced widespread genetic testing. Traditional healthcare providers tend to be skeptical of the usefulness of the results. So what's going on here is these genetic
testing... Skeptical because they don't know.
Right. These genetic testing companies, whoever it is that's got somebody has invested in these companies, somebody has put some money at risk to say, I want to make it so the average consumer can come to us and have their DNA checked for various indicators, or maybe it could be something like some of our co-hosts in the past, Mark, actually went and they had their DNA analyzed to where they could see what their genetic makeup was. They
right.
could see one of our other co-hosts was like 2% black or something.
Yeah, I think it was 2.5% black.
And so that could also be a category of what these genetic companies are doing. Anyway, they're companies that are essentially out on the fringes right now. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to get a foothold in the medical marketplace, and in the process of doing all that, they've avoided bringing doctors in because it's probably just going to increase their costs. I mean, if you've got to bring a doctor in to consult every time you test somebody, then who knows?
Expensive.
Who knows what that's going to do to as far as ballooning their costs are concerned.
Doctors aren't cheap,
and so they have managed to build successful, at least relatively successful businesses, as I can understand it. There are 13 of them. Somebody's making money, right? Or at least somebody's doing, they're satisfying their customers if they're not making money yet.
They should be able to pass or fail, inside the marketplace. They don't need, the doctors don't need to be using their AMA protection racket in order to shut these companies down. It's
well, they must be doing something right then, right? I mean, if the doctors are going after them at
this
point.
They have the right to fail, though. That's all I'm saying. I don't know whether the companies are making it or not.
But they must be
doing... Seems like they are.
But if they weren't doing anything that was in any way detrimental to the doctor's business, then the doctors would be leaving them alone, right?
Sure.
So why are they going after them?
If they were selling paint jobs for your car, the doctors wouldn't have anything to say.
So essentially what's happening is they become popular enough to where the doctors are saying, whoa, we need to get a piece of this action. And now their agents at the state government are stepping in and saying, okay, you either bring a doctor on board or you can't do business in California.
They're probably more popular because they do it in a more cost-effective way. That would be my guess, because when you have something like the AMA or any trade group that has essentially monopoly on doing certain, you know, whatever services they are, performing certain services, you're going to see prices are fixed quite a bit higher because only people who belong to this association can do it. So there's kind of a handshake deal that we're going to set the bottom of the market at this price. And, you know, they might be free to do services pro bono or cheap. But generally, everybody's going to, you know, create a price floor.
Yeah, I don't know whether they, in fact, create a price floor or whether they're just reducing supply of doctors, therefore, and the demand, of course, is where the demand is. So, therefore, the prices are increased. If you reduce supply, demand remains the same.
Supply is definitely reduced.
Then
on
prices
doctors.
Increased.
Yeah, right, because you can't go and have certain things done that are mandated by the law in whatever state you're in that only doctors can do. Even though a nurse can do those things, she's legally prohibited from performing those operations, and you have to have the doctor do them. It's a scam.
You know, if you have a bacterial infection in your lungs, all you need is some penicillin or whatever, amoxicillin or whatever the generic thing is for amoxicillin. You don't necessarily need a doctor for that. Or the case of giving stitches. I believe the physician's assistants can give stitches, but a doctor has to be on site. Well, what's the point of that? I've given stitches before.
According to the Wired article, that skepticism would not bode well for a business model that depends on them to be the gatekeepers for ordering these tests. Requiring a doctor's approval also seems overly paternalistic to many believers of the Web 2.0 ethos of free access to personal information. In the past, the state public health department has laid out 5 criteria for direct-to-consumer genetic testing companies. Is there a California licensed physician involved? So that's one layer of protection there. Are tests being authorized by a California licensed physician? Does testing include pre- and post-test counseling? Are tests being conducted at a CLIA-certified, which is federally approved, laboratory? So that's another layer of protection. And are the tests validated? The answers to these questions vary by company, and some of the questions are being debated as to exactly what they mean. All 3 of the biggest providers conduct their tests in labs that have been federally certified but don't offer counseling. One says it does use doctors to process orders. The question of what is meant by a validated test is also open to debate. The tests are all valid in that they provide accurate information about one's genetic makeup, that is, whether one has a particular base at a particular spot in their genetic code. But most of the tests have not yet been through rigorous testing with human trials to confirm their accuracy and validity as predictors of risk factors for disease. You know, these guys are just lucky the FDA hasn't stepped in here yet and said, whoa, you
this
can't be
step.
Testing people's genetics without having a 19-year approval process to go through first. Please, government, stay out of this genetic stuff. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So, let's see here. Coming up, we've still got to talk about this VA story, and we will certainly get to that in moments. But first, tell you about LegalZoom.com. Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They can do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. Use the code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. So, Nick, you brought in a story about the VA, and it's the same old story, just with different drugs this time. What's going on?
Well, this from ABC News. Mentally distressed veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan are being recruited for government tests on pharmaceutical drugs linked to suicide and other violent side effects. In one of the human experiments involving the anti-smoking drug Chantix, Veteran Administration doctors waited more than 3 months before warning veterans about the possible serious side effects, including suicide and neuropsychiatric behavior.
Wow.
Lab rat, guinea pig, disposable hero, said former U.S. Army sniper James Elliott in describing how he felt he was betrayed by the Veterans Administration. Elliott, 38, of suburban Washington, D.C., was recruited at $30 a month for the Chantix anti-smoking study. 3 years after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, he had served a 15-month tour of duty in Iraq from 2003 to 2004. They never told me that I was going to be suicidal, that I would cease sleeping. They never told me anything except that it will help me quit smoking. And so obviously they didn't really tell him too much, just this is an anti-smoking drug trial. We'll pay you basically a dollar a day to take this pill and it'll help you try to quit.
Well, yeah, you know, I can see how a guy would jump on that opportunity. He would say to himself, oh, well, I smoke. It'd be good to get paid to quit. No one else is going to give me that offer. I'll take it.
All right, now let me play devil's advocate here for a moment. shouldn't it be the responsibility of the consumer to caveat emptor, buyer beware, and say, well, wait a minute, what are the side effects of this drug? I mean, it's a drug, right? Aren't most people aware that drugs could have side effects? Wouldn't it be in your best interest to try to cover those bases before you decide to take these things? Because it doesn't sound to me like they're forcing these people to do this.
Right. It doesn't.
It'd be one thing if they were, like, slipping them the drugs and using them as guinea pigs without their consent.
But this is a drug in the experimental stage. He is a test subject in the human testing phase of the drug.
So because of that, they should be informing? Is that what you're saying?
The side effects. It's not like you can just go to the website and look up, you know.
It's a conflict of interest. The Veterans Administration is, put in place nominally, or at least what people would understand as an organization to protect veterans, mm-hmm. to service veterans, to do the right thing by veterans. For them to be testing drugs on veterans that might result in, you know, bad things is bad. You know, that's just wrong. Testing should be done by organizations that aren't put, you know, that don't, you know, step forward and say, we are here to protect you.
I see where you're coming from. I don't know. I mean, they're consenting, Mark, so
I understand they're consenting, but they're, in the same way that you put your faith in, say, Consumer Reports.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer Reports' stated purpose, or at least my understanding is,
so you're saying
is
the veterans,
protect you.
They put their faith in the VA that they would take care of them, and they're really being as upfront as they could
be. The VA is an organization that is, you know, that people could believe. I don't believe this for a second, but you know, that's out there to protect and serve and do things for the veterans.
Now, well, the article goes on, because the issue is not necessarily that they, you know, offered to use U.S. Army soldiers as, you know, test subjects on this particular drug. The issue is kind of how they carried on after they found out there were some problems.
Oh, okay. Cover-up time, huh?
Right. And on the night of February 5th, after consuming a few beers, Elliot says he snapped and then left his home with a loaded gun.
Oh, boy.
So this was months after he began taking
the drug. Did they tell him you weren't supposed to mix alcohol with it, too?
I don't know if that you're
speculating
or not. But so basically, months into taking the drug, the breakdown he was experiencing was a relapse into combat nightmares from Iraq that he blames on Chantix. His fiance Tammy called police and warned he's extremely unstable. He has PTSD. The 911 dispatcher asked, "Do you think that he's going to shoot or attack the police?" And she says, "I can't be certain. I don't know."
That isn't going to go well.
Right. What ended up happening is the police did arrive, and Elliot was standing in the street in front of his home with a gun in his front pocket. He yelled at the police, "Are you going to shoot me? Shoot me?" Which is obviously suicidal behavior and psychotic behavior. He didn't get shot. Police used a taser gun to stun Elliot and then placed him under arrest.
Thank God.
It wasn't until 3 weeks later that the Veterans Administration advised veterans in the study that the drug may cause serious side effects, including anxiety, nervousness, tension, depression, thoughts of suicide, and attempted suicide, and completed suicide.
Wow. I mentioned standing in the middle of the street with a gun in your pocket, threatening the police.
That would probably be under attempted suicide. But the VA's letter to veterans, which was sent out on February 29th of this year, followed three warnings from the FDA. So the FDA had issued warnings, and if people had been doing their homework, they probably could have found that out about the drug. And Pfizer had also issued warnings about the drug, and they were issued on November 20th of 2007 and January 18th of this year. So, the warnings were out there, but it wasn't really passed on to the participants of the study mm-hmm. until well after this incident. And the study was continued. How the study continued in the face of these difficulties is almost impossible to understand, said Arthur Kaplan, director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Doctors at the Veterans Administration say they acted as quickly as they could, being the Veterans Administration and government in general.
Being bureaucrats.
Right. They probably did. They said that this didn't justify an emergency warning at that level. That from Dr. Miles McFall, who is co-administrator of the VA study. McFall said there's no proof that Elliot's breakdown was caused by Chantix, and she's no reason to discontinue the study.
Someone right, well, it's just because one veteran goes crazy, I agree with him on that.
Well, that's true, but what did
I don't think they should be administering these tests at all. These,
to veterans?
These trial things at all, no.
Not to anybody or just not to veterans?
Anyone. Well, no. The Veterans Administration, they being the Veterans Administration, should not be administering these trials to veterans.
Because right. They're already, because they have a predilection to be unstable?
No, because they are an organization whose stated purpose is to protect and serve veterans. And, you know, that is contrary.
They're serving them with an opportunity to get $30 a month and some free pills.
And clearly to, you know, throw their lives away and, you know, an armed shootout with the cops.
But what does the VA care? You have to remember their incentive, Mark, is to have veterans die. They don't want the veterans to
stay alive. I understand what
their
incentive is. I'm just saying that because that is what their stated purpose is, they shouldn't.
Right.
Look, if Walmart came out and said, we will not give you any prescription drugs, you know, we will do our best to limit prescription drugs that may have, you know, serious side effects that we give you. If they came out and made a statement like that, would you hold them to that if, you know, suddenly, you know, your heart medication gave you a stroke? Yes, you would hold them because they have a stated purpose. Whereas they just sell drugs and they say, look, we sell the drugs. You need to research them.
Mm-hmm.
The Veterans Administration, their place in what they where they place themselves is higher than that.
Right, and remember, this is a testing phase. It's not like an over the counter type phase.
Right.
And some 140 veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder continue to receive Chantix as part of the smoking cessation study.
Yeah, it wouldn't seem that you'd want to cross those two.
Right.
You'd think they'd be a little bit more careful, but they don't care. They're not interested in keeping veterans alive. That's just public relations. The whole idea about...
I don't know whether they're interested in it or not. They're not incentivized.
Well, individual doctors, I'm sure, feel anything.
Some of the individual doctors do, but I'll tell you, there have been veterans who've told me they believe their VA doctors are trying to kill them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati. elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Dan, Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is that you're buying, in over 41 categories to shop. There are also free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole bunch of items. So go and load up your shopping cart. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Coming up, a disturbing story about how the lines between politics and the press are blurring ever more. We'll get to that here in moments, but first we go to Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Whitney called and talked a little bit about my trip home yesterday, and I was able to make it through, so I thought I'd fill you guys in on some of the details.
We're talking about the new TSA policies that are in effect. They are supposed to go into effect on the 21st, but we've heard they're in effect at other airports like D.C. early. What is it that you experienced? Because they're now, according to the new policies, on the 21st, airports around the country will no longer be allowing people to fly who refuse to show identification. If one does claim that one does not have one's identification and that you've lost it or left it at home or you don't know where it is, then they will allow you to fly, but you will have to go through a rigorous process, which could include anything they want to do to you, and it would all depend on how you treat them or your attitude. They could interrogate you, they could strip search you, who knows how far they'll go.
But it has to be if the ID is lost or misplaced.
Right. If you just say you won't show it, they won't let you on.
If you're just a curly-headed recalcitrant and you just won't show them, no.
So what happened, Sam?
So I got to the airport, checked in. I took kind of the middle ground this time and said, I don't have any ID to show, and she asked, you know, you don't know where it is, or, you know, did you lose it? And I'm like, oh, I said I don't know where it is, because I did have my friend put it somewhere in my luggage, but that was a factually true statement.
Yeah, you didn't know.
She marked it up with a whole bunch of red, you know, put the four S's on, mm-hmm. sent me on my way. When we got down to the TSA checkpoint, first thing off the bat, I noticed they're in these new uniforms. The old ones used to be white with a nice little iron-on badge on the chest.
Right, short sleeves.
Now they've gone to the darker, it's a light blue, but certainly darker from white. And you've covered stories on how, you know, the white uniforms are seen as nice and polite, and the darker in color you get, the more aggressive and authoritarian.
Yeah, that's true. That's an interesting observation. How long will it be before they go to navy blue and then to black?
Yeah, and then, you know, they also have those nice big shiny badges. They put the little things on the sleeve with the different colors on them.
So right, so you said that she said when she'd called that they have real badges now, not just iron-on badges or sewn badges. They've got actual metallic badges now, right?
Yeah, so I walked up, and that was the first thing I said to him. I'm like, hey, you guys got new uniforms. What happened to the old iron-on badges? When did you get these new ones?
Making friends already.
There were three of them there, and one of them off to the right said yesterday, kind of defeated, took the fun out of it for him. But anyway, so they asked for my, I gave them a boarding pass. They asked for my ID. I said, I don't have any ID to show. He goes, did you lose it? I said, I don't have any ID to show. And he goes, oh, you're going to fly anonymously. I said, apparently. And he put a black X.
Uh-oh.
Or a black line through the other side of the red X's to make it into an X. I don't know if that made sense. But anyway, there's all kinds of markings all over. This is like the most marked up boarding pass I've ever seen.
Okay.
And he sent me over to the super secret special search line,
mm-hmm.
where you have this hallway that is lined in glass now with a door at the end. So I went through, the lady saw my boarding pass, put me into this hallway. Now, there was one guy in front of me. It's open air on the top.
So they've constructed this hallway in the actual the screening area? Would you say the hallway was not there a month or two ago?
Well, I think that one's been there for a while, but most airports don't have these.
Okay.
Usually it's just like the ropes with the floor pillars that kind of connect together.
I have no idea what you're talking about there. Well, ropes with the floor pillars?
Line dividers with the straps.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know what those are called.
Where they make paths for people to walk in.
Exactly.
Gotcha. The branding shoot.
I get in this hallway, and they're not doing anything for a couple minutes. There's a guy in front of me. I'm like, is that door locked? And he looks at me like, I am not going to find out. So I reach past him and start shaking the handle, and I'm like, is this door locked? And I'm yelling that over the wall, and I said, are we being detained? Am I under arrest? And the guy came over, and he's opened the door, and he's like, no. And I just kept hitting him with questions before he could even answer them. And every now and then he would spit out like a no, no, no. And then eventually, just to my right was this teenager, and he heard the whole thing, and he was looking at me like, oh, my God, they're going to arrest this guy and drag him off for just going through the checkpoint. He looked just horrified, like he couldn't believe what was going on.
Well, people are scared, you know.
What was the result?
Yeah. Well, he eventually, you know, I told him, I'm just giving you a hard time, and he kind of smiled and laughed. And we talked, about the Fourth Amendment and so forth while he was searching through my bags.
nice conversation.
I had my camera running, so I actually filmed all this.
Really?
I'm
shocked
that he's
getting away with that.
Yeah, I didn't know, you know, you weren't supposed to. So next time, Mark, I'm going to fill out a bunch of forms and make sure I get their permission.
I'm with you, but how in the world do you have even have a camera there?
Well,
they take everything out of my pockets.
I carry it in my hand. So when you're a Quad S, now this was not at the metal detector in the hallway, but this was afterwards when they took my bags over to swab test everything. So I had that on recording, which was our conversation and so forth. It was pretty interesting. But, you know, if you think about it, here's how it's going to go if we do nothing. This hallway right now is clear glass. Later they'll upgrade to, like, frosted glass and move the other ones out to the older airports, and then it'll be
bars glass, before you know it.
You know, yeah, exactly. And they're, of course, going to have to expand the room because they're going to start sending more people into this queue. You know, you go and wear a shirt that they don't like. You need to go in that line, sir.
Right. They're already not allowing you to fly anonymously. They're not allowing you to say, I'm not going to show my ID. Well, the next step is, I don't consent to your search T-shirt. Oh, whoa, what is that? Or whatever, some Islamic words written on a T-shirt, or whatever the reason is.
Whatever they find offensive, and it's just going to, that list is just going to get bigger and bigger as they become more oppressive and tyrannical.
You know, and pretty soon people will have to say, well, if you don't want to get naked and be probed in your butt, then what do you got to hide?
Yeah.
Well, so it looks like they haven't put those rules in place, or they've stopped that process at D.C. because I was able to fly out of there without ID.
It's supposed to start on the 21st of this month, as I recall. So
yeah, so I have another trip to Atlanta. I'll find out then.
When's that happening?
It's not planned yet, but it should
be after the 21st.
After the 21st, then. Very good, yep. Sam. Let us know. Anything else on your mind?
That's it. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Pretty disturbing stuff.
It's the 17th now. Pretty much any business trip is going to result, at least on the return flight, being after the 21st.
You know, it could be that they stop the process, or it could be that they're just inept. The TSA.
Right. They don't even know what they don't want the rules
right,
are.
I mean, they do miss a lot of guns and knives and bombs. It's possible that they don't necessarily know exactly what they're doing.
And the implementation of any rules, and this includes laws, it's always arbitrary because the person doesn't necessarily know what the policy of the company or the law is. However, when it comes to the law, you're dealing with something much more serious because you're dealing with people's rights. They don't have an option.
It's pretty disturbing what's going on here, and just looking at it all, especially the thing about the uniforms changing, becoming more police-like than they ever have in the past. That's pretty disturbing, and the uniforms becoming darker, that's probably going to continue in that trend because they're trying to get people to take them more seriously, I guess, right? That's why they've changed the uniform. Well, that's why they have a shiny badge now instead of an iron-on badge. They're trying to, you know, they
don't like getting called rent-a-cops.
Right, right, and then that's what they looked like before. They looked like mall security, and so now they're going to look more like the cops. And so people will be less likely. That's why that kid probably looked so scared, was because he probably perceived that, hey, the intensity level here has cranked up a bit, that these people are scarier now than they were before. I mean, the TSA were pretty surly and rude before, but now they're going to have the new uniform and the new badge, the new metallic badge to boost up their authority level, right? They'll feel more confident about the job that they're doing, and that is, of course, tyrannizing the poor innocent folks that are coming through that are all going to bend over and do whatever it is that is demanded of them as the absurd rules become more absurd and more tyrannical. When will it all end? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-body taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.